Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. Today we're looking at Submission to God and Part 24. And we are led to Exodus, the 20th chapter. And we start at verse 3. This is the Ten Commandments, beloved. And as we look at submitting ourselves to Almighty God, this is how the children of Israel were taught, because they were going terribly, terribly wrong. And it seems amazing that when I brought the Hour One nugget, we looked at 1 Corinthians, again, a bunch of people in the Corinthian church that were going wrong. Going wrong, making a mess. That's why Moses went up the mountain and had to receive these laws, these instructions from Almighty God. He says this: you must have no other God but me. You must have no other God but me. You must not make of yourself any kind of idol or any kind of image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. Watch this. I lay the sins of the parents upon the children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish, watch, I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. That is incredible. If any of our ancestors have rejected Almighty God, it is affecting us to the third and fourth generation. But if any of our ancestors have loved Almighty God and kept his commandments, his unfailing love goes toward 1,000 generations. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, or any foreigners living with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and kept it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land of the Lord your God, that your Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. When the people heard the thunder and the loud blast of the ram's horn, and when they saw the flashes of lightning and the smoke billowing from the mountain, they stood at a distance, trembling with fear. And they said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will listen. But don't let God speak directly to us or we will die." Beloved, looking at those Ten Commandments, if you think about this, and I've thought about this a lot, every single one of those commandments in some way builds up the laws that we have today in this country, in the United States, right across the world. It builds up the laws that we have and hold dear. Because if we obey those commandments, we're not going to go wrong. If we obey those commandments to the letter, we are not going to go wrong. I know nowadays we have the Sabbath day and a lot of people work on the Sabbath day. I know that. But then Jesus came. Jesus came to bring grace, beloved. But looking at these Ten Commandments, it's a way that we can understand how the people of Israel were feeling when they came out of captivity in Egypt. Many of them were delighted. Many of them were confused. They didn't know what was going on. They'd only ever been born in captivity, so they didn't know what freedom was. And so they rebelled. Beloved, a lot of us rebel as well. A lot of us turn our heads away from Almighty God as well. A lot of us bow down to graven images. A lot of us worship idols that are not of God. And I'm talking about television. I'm talking about even radio. I'm talking about anything that will keep you and your mind focused away from Almighty God. That is an idol. What I am saying to you, when we submit our lives to Almighty God, we must submit our lives wholeheartedly so that we can place the laws of our God and Father inside our heart, and that we will try with everything in us to keep those sins, to keep those laws rather, not those sins, to keep those laws inside our hearts. I mean, you can look at it on the face of it and say, yeah, you shouldn't commit adultery. You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't lie. You shouldn't cheat. You shouldn't murder. These things we know already. But you know, we do those things sometimes without realizing. You know, this is an important point to think about. Jesus was talking about if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, and I'm talking about guys now, if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've already committed adultery. Well, I tell you this, if you can say that you hate someone, you've already committed murder. If you have said, I want to see that person dead, you have committed murder. So it's not out of the woods, is it? We have to keep our guard, beloved. We have to keep our guard, and we have to guard our hearts at all times. And we need to ask Almighty God, as we submit to Him, that He would guard our hearts. He would put a lock around our hearts so that we are safe from going down the wrong road. Let's worship Him. Let's adore Him. Let's honor Him, and let's not allow our minds to drift away to the left or the right, but that our minds will be on Him, focused on Him, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is the only one we should be worshiping and adoring in any way at all. Oh Lord God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your Ten Commandments, Father. I pray that everyone who is listening to this right now would have their hearts guarded by you, Lord. That their hearts would be guarded, and their mouths and tongues would be guarded, and their minds would be guarded as well, Lord. Protect our minds. In other words, Father God, I pray now for protection over the whole of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.